Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and good morning. This is Sandy C. from Haiku, Maui, Hawaii, to all of you listening out there. You have come to Catch the Wave and Save a Life radio show. We have a very special show lined up today. I'm going to be talking about my trip to Ethiopia in the fall and going to be sharing my heart about that and the things that I'm going to be doing when I'm there. Looking forward to sharing with all of you on this show. I've got a very special guest on board with me today, Michael Smith. He is going to be talking about the country of Ethiopia and just give you a little history on that. And Michael, welcome aboard.
Good morning, Sandy. Good to be aboard. Thanks for having me on again.
Good morning. I love Monday mornings. It's the start of the week. It's fresh. It's new. And I just love doing this on Monday mornings. It's a great way to start off the week. So just want to welcome everybody for tuning in today. Thank you so much for your support out there, just sharing my information through social media and helping me spread the word about this mission trip that I'm going to be on in October. I want to thank everybody for your financial support. So many people have been giving and helping me get to Africa, and I really, really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. You all know who you are, and I do appreciate it very, very much. So we're going to kick this into gear now. We've got about a half an hour show. For those of you who are listening, the show is recorded. You can replay it back. Please share with your friends the recording so that we can get the word out about what we're doing. Also, if you'd like to call in during the show, I'm going to invite you to do that. The number here is 347-850-8692. Feel free to call in. Don't be afraid. Just say aloha. We'd love to hear from you. But, Michael, let's get started. You can talk, share a little bit about your background and how you know Ethiopia so well, and then share some of the history.
Okay, I'd be glad to. And Ethiopia is such a huge part of my life. Going back, I'm going to be 65 in about 2 weeks here in May. But going back, my gosh, 50-something years ago, I was in 1959, age of 9 years of age. My family moved to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, 1959, and we lived there till 1963, almost 1964. So we were there for 5 years back then. In my early childhood, a young boy, my dad worked for the Ethiopian government in Debrecen, at the Ethiopian Air Force Base. And Sandy, it grabbed my heart. Oh my gosh, it just grabbed it. And to this day, a piece of my heart stays in that country. What a wonderful country it is. We attended the SIM, Sudan Interior Mission, and it was a young Ethiopian youth pastor named Tesafai, Sandy, that actually brought me to Christ when I was 12 years old. And so
wow.
That played a huge part in my memory of my journey with the Lord all these years. Goes back to Ethiopia, which is, and this is how I'm going into the history, kind of a segue, it's actually the oldest, definitely the oldest independent country in Africa, and probably one of the oldest, if not the oldest, and one of the oldest in the entire world. Gosh, it's where, if you know who Lucy is, over 3 million-year-old skeleton found in Ethiopia, and she resides in the museum, National Museum in Addis Ababa. But it goes back, oh my gosh, it's to in the Old Testament, they talk about Ethiopia in the writings, in the Old Testament, and records some of the history of the Queen of Sheba, who was, she was the Queen of Ethiopia, or what was then not Ethiopia, but the area, and talks about her visit to Jerusalem. She had heard about Jerusalem. She traveled to Jerusalem and wanted to talk to Solomon, and actually did talk to Solomon and stayed in Jerusalem for we're not sure how long. But interestingly enough, the founder of the Ethiopian Empire, Menelik, is to believe, or legend asserts, that King Menelik was the son of the Queen of Sheba and Solomon. So it goes back to biblical days. Wow. And that line of Menelik's sons and descendants goes all the way to 1977, to when Haile Selassie, the emperor of Ethiopia, who was the emperor when I lived there, when we lived there in the 60s, he was the emperor of the monarch of the country, and I actually got to an audience with him. My family did, and some other families, and I actually shook his hand. Well, actually, I didn't shake his hand, but I bowed in front of him. And what an honor it was to meet the emperor going back to, and he was. That he can show his line of descendants all the way back to Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. So it's really interesting country. There's the remains of the Queen of Sheba's palace is in Aksum, which Aksum plays a really historical part in the country. It's up in northern Ethiopia. And it's also, this is really interesting, Aksum is also the home to many historical sites, including, they believe, and Ethiopians believe this undoubtedly, that that's where the Ark of the Covenant is there, in a church in Aksum, and it was brought there from Jerusalem by Menelik. And it is in a church where a priest is assigned to live in that church his entire life. And he's the only one that can even see. You cannot go in the church at all. Nobody's allowed other than this priest. And they bring him food and water, and he lives there his entire life until he dies. And then another priest is assigned to look over and guard the Ark of the Covenant in Aksum, Ethiopia. So what an amazing, amazing country. It is the only African country to never be colonized by Europeans, whether it be the British, the French. The Portuguese tried, and the Italians tried, but they were all, and they resided and tried to take over Ethiopia, and never colonized it. So that's, and many missionaries started coming to Ethiopia, going probably around the 3rd and 4th century, and introduced Christianity to Ethiopia, which is one of the oldest Christian countries in the world as well. And the Portuguese established a lot of Christian and have an influence there, as do the Roman Catholics, who, when the Italians tried to take it over. But there's such tremendous diversity in Ethiopia, from northern Ethiopia up into the mountains, down into the Great, Great Rift Valley, which goes a few hundred miles from east in southeastern Ethiopia, which is lush, fertile land. You hear about the drought going on right now. That's up in northern Ethiopia. Southern Ethiopia, in the Great Rift Valley, there's beautiful, there's amazing farms. They grow everything from strawberries to, they export, one of the biggest things they export are flowers, and they export them to Holland. And Sandy, many of the roses delivered on Valentine's Day here in the United States were grown in Ethiopia, and they fly them to the U.S. They have hundreds and hundreds of acres of rose farms.
Oh, my gosh, really? That is amazing.
When we go there, we'll drive through those rose farms down towards Owassa through the Rift Valley, and the rose industry is tremendous there. It's one of the largest. I can't remember how many. Hundreds of millions of dollars of roses are flown out of Ethiopia. Coffee. I don't know if you know, coffee is Ethiopia is the birthplace of coffee. In a little village called Kaffa, K-A-F-F-E, and the legend has it that goat herders saw these goats eating these berries off trees, and they'd just get real antsy and excited. And that was the founding. That's where coffee originated. And, of course, that was hundreds and hundreds, if not a thousand years ago. And now look what coffee has gone all over the world. But so much about Ethiopia. I don't want to talk all day. I can talk for months about it. I lived there for 4 years or 5 years when I was a boy. And then my son and I started going back about 10 years ago. We were sponsoring children there through Compassion International, and we wanted to go visit our children that we sponsored. So my son and I started visiting oh, we tried to go every year, but some years we would go every other year. And as I said, my heart lives there. Some of the ministries that I think, Sandy, I'm probably as excited about you going to Ethiopia as you are. In fact, I know I am, but I'm not excited for me. I'm excited for you. I love to go to Ethiopia and take first-timers and watch what happens. You won't believe. You know, I've talked about a lot of the things from the Ark of the Covenant to the coffee to the wine to the roses. Oh, I didn't talk about there's even a huge wine industry in Ethiopia and down in the Rift Valley.
Wow.
They grow wine. But anyway, I'm so excited for you to experience it. We can talk for hours about it, but until you experience it, it's going to change your life. I don't know how. God knows how it's going to change you. He's sending you there for a purpose. It's your first time, but I am so excited to have you meet Carmen and Trent Post with Make Your Mark. They're an amazing ministry in Addis Ababa. And some of the other ministries we're going to meet and work with. And actually, we're going to do some work. We're going to go out into the field and work and do some ministry and minister to the children. Some of the children we've been saving and working with. And I turn it back over to you. Let you talk about what drove you and how you made the decision to go to Ethiopia. But real quickly, Sandy, is folks, if you're on this call, one of the ways, in fact, probably the number one way, Sandy is trying to fund this mission's humanitarian trip to Ethiopia to minister to and serve the children and the young people there, is through World Impact Solutions, an amazing company that its mission is to save children's lives. And by purchasing nutrients that you can put into these children's mouths, by purchasing water filters that you can allow a child to drink pure, clean water or have a baby sleep under a insecticide net so it doesn't get malaria, by purchasing these products so that are then given away and given to these children, you can help fund Sandy's trip to Ethiopia. What an amazing way to do mission work is by selling these products and saving lives. So I just got to end it there. You can talk more about that, too, and direct people to your website, Sandy. But thanks for letting me share about Ethiopia, folks. If you're on this call and want to call in real quick and ask questions about it, and I can direct you. There's just a ton of information about that country, but it's an amazing country to read about, learn about, study about, but even more so to visit. I hope every one of you at some point in your life can visit Eastern Africa and start in Addis Ababa and go from there. Back to you, Sandy.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing, Michael. I just really learned a lot by what you were saying. I sit here in awe because some of the things that you were saying about what's there really hits home for me, because God has spoken to me in so many ways through different things in His creation. And when you were talking about the Rose Gardens, that really hit me, because when I started walking with Christ back in 97, God would use roses to reveal His presence around me when I was going through some really tough times with my previous husband. And God would bring roses to me through people, and they would bring it, and they didn't know why, and they would just go, God wants you to have this. And so when you brought up the Rose Gardens, I'm just like, Lord, I just can't even. There are so many things about this country that God is drawing me to, and I see glimpses of Him in this trip and in this plan to go there. You know, sometimes we think in our lives, you know, is it really just me, you know, or is it Him, or am I doing this? Am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Is He really calling me to go there? But I can't tell you how many confirmations I have received in the last few months since I started dreaming of this idea to go and starting to make plans, of how it's so loud that He wants me to go. And I am just overwhelmed. I'm absolutely overwhelmed by And the Queen of Sheba, I never knew that. I mean, I'm going to go do some research on her because, you know, I'm aware of her in the Bible, but I'm not fully aware of, I'm aware of some of her story, but I just am going to go and research that as well because there's so much alignment. God has aligned so many things with this trip and the history of this country with my life that I stand in awe. I absolutely stand in awe by everything. And the fact that he's led me this far and he's leading me to go there really just blows my mind, you know. So just want to encourage all of you who are listening out there, you know, really seek God and seek his will for your life. And when you walk close with him, he's going to show you, the plan that he has for your life and what he wants you to do. And
amen.
I just want to encourage all of you, when you do that, it will amaze you how you will walk by faith and not by sight and know that he is leading you, even when you might be unaware of what he's doing or where he's taking you. And I am a true testimony to this because I see it every day, and it's amazing. He knows right where you are. He knows right where I'm at. He knows right where Michael is. He knows where we are every single day. And he's leading life even when we're not thinking that he is. He really is. So I want to encourage all of you who are listening out there. But I'm going to share a scripture because this scripture really tells you the whole core of why I'm going. And it's I was in there today, and it's in Proverbs. And it's Proverbs 30, and it's 8 through 9. And it's to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. And this scripture ties in with everything that I'm doing, everything that this mission is around. I've been called to be a voice for those who cannot speak up for themselves. And we all have a voice, and we can all use it to encourage, to inspire, to bring hope to others, to be an advocate for those who are destitute. I looked up the word destitute because I just was like, okay, well, what does this word mean? And the word destitute, and I'm going to pull it up right here in front of me, for all of you, I love the meaning of words because it really gives you an understanding of what really the deep value of what the word means. And basically, the word destitute in here, I'm getting there, means extremely poor without something that is needed or wanted. So these are the destitute. These are the children that are out there that are destitute, that have needs in their lives that are critical. That's where World Impact Solutions steps in. That's where we were talking about earlier. World Impact Solutions, basically we sell micronutrients, mosquito nets, and we sell water filtration systems that save the lives of children around the world. And you can be a part of that. And I want you to go to my website at catchthewavehawaii.com. Go to my page that says World Impact Solutions and read what they're doing there. And you can simply click the link on that page and it will take you to the website and show you how you can impact a life. Now, as Michael said, as you save a life, I get closer to Africa. So if you are saving lots of lives, the closer I get to Africa. But I need everyone's help and assistance in this area. And it's a win-win for everyone.
Oh,
we're saving the lives of children, but I'm also going to get to go to this country where God has called me to go. So I just want to encourage all of you out there, please check that out. I also want to talk about the ministries I'm going to be visiting. There are three that are at the top of my list. The first one is Make Your Mark by Carmen and Trent Post. Basically what they do is they really rescue the lives of little boys off of the streets of Ethiopia. They bring them into a daycare center and take care of them. There are a selected few that get chosen based on the criteria that they meet, making a huge impact over there, and they're literally saving the lives of children off the street. They go into the street, they build relationships with these children, they build trust, and they plant seeds of hope into their heart. So that's one of the ministries I'm going to go see. There's another one called No Ordinary Love Ministries. They actually reunite children who have been separated from their family members. There was a story recently, there was a child that was separated from their family members for over 2 years. The family members thought the child was dead, but they reunited this family, and I saw some of the video, and it's just, it's unbelievable. It's an amazing video of being united with a family member who they thought was literally dead. So, and then there's another one, Partners with Ethiopia, with Ingrid Olsen. She's got an amazing ministry down there where they actually educate children that need education and feed them and have this amazing program there as well in the villages south of Addis Ababa. And I just am very excited to go and learn about this country, learn about these ministries that are on the ground. God has placed these ministries on my heart to be a voice for them, to advocate for them and share their message of what they are doing over there and how more people can get involved. So this is going to be a time for me to go and learn, a time for me to be hands-on, a time for me to be hope to a child who's hopeless, and just shine God's light into an area that's very, very dark at times for them. And I am so honored and so humbled that God has given me this mission. It overwhelms me when I think about it, because I just stand in awe of how He is guiding me through all of this and how all of you are supporting me. There are so many people out there that have reached out to me that say, I want to see this dream come true for you. I want to see you go to Africa. And they're on board with me, and it just, it's going to be life-changing for me, but I know as I share my story when I come back, it's going to be life-changing for other people. And I'm just very, very excited about this. We only have a few minutes left. Michael, I'm going to let you just talk a little bit. You can just piggyback off what I said, and then we'll close out.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank, and love that verse, those Proverbs. Wonderful ends there. Proverbs, just so much. When I was, it's hard to even think about it and speak about it sometimes. And again, once you experience it, Sandy, your story, God is sending you there for a reason. Won't be revealed until actually you're there. And you're going to do, He's going to kind of give you hints. You're going to do, as you said, you're already learning and studying. You're talking to people over there on the ground. And so you have an anticipation of what He's going to do with you over there, but I promise you, you're going to come back a different person. You cannot not come back. If when you go to these third world countries, and even if you go to Mexico or Guatemala, but we're going to East Africa, Ethiopia, the land of the cradle of civilization, and one of the oldest Christian countries in the entire world. The Christian nation there is amazing. It is a Coptic Christian, which is an interesting Christianity in itself, and that might be something else you want to study. Evangelical Christians represent only about 10% of the population there, where Coptic Christians are about 50%, 60%, and the rest are Muslims. But it's an amazing country where Muslims and Christians and even all live in harmony. There is a little bit of pressure from the countries around them. That's the political side of it we didn't talk about. So we pray about that as well. But God has, I believe God blesses that country, even the times of drought. And you're going to see a lot of positive, wonderful positive things happening there with these children's organizations, whether it be Make Your Mark or Ingrid's with her sponsorship program. It is an amazing country, amazing people. The culture will grab you. The coffee will grab you. Their hospitality and harmony with just the way they welcome you with open arms, and the children will just it's going to be amazing. But I can talk about it again. And, Sandy, when you experience it, from the time we step off the plane in Addis Ababa, after probably for you it will be about an 18 to 20-hour in-the-air flight, depending on how they route you from Honolulu, you're exactly 12. It's a 12 hours time difference between you and Ethiopia right now. So they're 12 hours ahead of you. So I don't tell them what you'll leave on a Monday. You might get there on Thursday. I can't remember. But anyway, it's going to be a wonderful trip. I can't wait for you to experience it. There might be some other folks going with us as well, folks. And once these people commit, we'll get them on board, too, and talk about, have them as guests. And I hope to have Carmen and Trent on here with Make Your Mark, and perhaps even Ingrid Olson one Monday talk, because she just got back. And Mark and Trent and Carmen live in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And they've lived there for about 6 years. So they have a wonderful, that Make Your Mark is an amazing ministry with those street boys. There's estimated, Sandy, over 75,000 street boys, some as young as 6 years of age, living on the streets of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, a city of about 3.75 million. So much we're going to do, but even there, wait till you see the positives of some of these young boys who've been brought off the streets and are changing lives now themselves. It's a wonderful country. I'm excited about it. Thanks, folks, for letting us share today our hearts and our thoughts about a country in the world. We are a global village now because of social media. Search out Make Your Mark and some of these other ministries. Sandy can direct you, go to her website or find her on Facebook or Twitter. We're all on there. We're all on there, by the way, she and I both. But there's so much to social media. I met some young Ethiopian leaders yesterday on social media, and we chatted and for about over 2 hours, first time. They live down in Aba Mensch, Ethiopia, way down in the Rift Valley. And they were telling me about some things going on there spiritually and agriculturally. We're working on a project right now to start a farm of moringa trees, which is an amazing tree. And the one of the moringa tree species is native to Ethiopia, has tremendous nutrients and medicinal values. But I'll promise you now, Sandy, we'll go through one of those rose farms. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
When we drive to Iwasa, you'll drive for 2 or 3 miles, and it'll be solid greenhouses full of roses on the side of the road.
Wow.
For just a solid greenhouse after greenhouse after greenhouse, massive, you know, 3 or 4 acres of greenhouses, just one after the other. So, and you'll see millions of roses.
Wow.
I had not heard that story. Thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah.
Hey, we just got a minute or so left.
Yes.
So why don't you give out your website one more time, maybe our phone numbers. If somebody, we're going in October, we need to pick those dates, by the way, but if somebody else is interested in joining us, got room for maybe three and more would like to go, we could work that out and join us on this mission trip. We can talk more about the itinerary. I'm going to finalize that very soon here and where we'll actually be traveling to. But if there's an interest from one of you or some more of you that have been there before and want to travel and help serve these children within these ministries and see a country that will literally change your life, contact Sandy or myself, and we'd love to have you join us.
Yep,
okay,
definitely.
Sandy,
for Okay, for you guys who are listening, you can go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. Also, you can find me on Instagram at Sandy C. Maui or Twitter at Sandy, the letter C. Maui. Reach out to us. We will be back here next Monday live again, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you, Michael, for sharing today. I am looking forward to this trip. It's going to be life-changing for me and very excited about what we are going to be doing over there. Thanks so much to the ministries that are on the ground over there, Make Your Mark, Partners with Ethiopia, and No Ordinary Love Ministries. Praise God for you. I'm just so encouraged by what you're doing on the ground. Can't wait to meet all of you over there in person. And thanks so much for everybody tuning in. This is Sandy C. from Maui, Hawaii, and aloha.
Aloha, folks. God bless you.